I'm Alex Keefe with this Town Meeting Day edition of VPR News. Gavels across Vermont fell this morning on this annual Town Meeting Day. Unlike some years when debates over school budgets or hot-button resolutions are widespread, this year offered no unifying theme. But as VPR Steve Zinn reports, there were still plenty to be decided.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Sometimes a hot-button issue will boost attendance, but for people like Derek Blankenship, the basic year-after-year town meeting business is enough to bring him out in Linden.
We're spending millions of dollars here, among other things, and voting for the people who run our community, so I think it's important for everybody to have a say in that.
In town halls and schools across the state, voters like Blankenship raised their hands or filled out ballots to express their preferences. In two of Vermont's largest cities, Burlington and Rutland, there are challenges to incumbent mayors. Results will come in after the polls close tonight at 7. In Bridgewater and Pomfret, voters decided to merge their town's school districts, while in Elmore and Morristown, articles directing officials to study merging were passed. In a couple of communities, the future of town meeting itself was taken up. In Moncton, a proposal to switch from floor voting to Australian ballot was defeated. Kristen Farrell was among those who voted to keep the traditional style meeting.
Democracy is not a spectator sport, and I fear that we move to just going into the ballot, there will be no conversation, there will be no debate and discussion and all the things that make democracy messy, but in the end, what's best for people.
Moncton voters did decide to move town meeting to Saturday in hopes of increasing turnout. Voters in Wethersfield reached a similar conclusion, moving their meeting from Monday evening to Saturday. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.